Recording.
Okay, we are back in open session. We are on section number three, item number two, 2437 in regards to Rick Howard, DBM. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Howard in case number 2437. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 322234. Dr. Howard, please come forward and introduce yourself, your counsel as well.
I'm Dr. Rick Howard, Arizona Equine Medicine Surgical Center.
David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Howard.
Okay, thank you both for being here. Dr. Howard, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation, the terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you have submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
We have no additional materials.
Okay. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. James, could you please give us a summary of this case?
Sure. It's case 2437. On August 30th, 2023, Radio, an 8-year-old female Mustang, was presented to Dr. Liebman due to a 3-month history of suspected respiratory disease. Radiographs revealed what appeared to be an enterolith. The case was referred to the respondent for evaluation. On September 5th, 2023, the respondent performed an exploratory surgery on the horse due to the suspected enterolith. A stone was not found. However, one of the liver lobes had a prominent curved shape, which may have been creating the radiographic appearance of an enterolith. The following day, the horse appeared to be experiencing pain. Therefore, she was sedated for an exam and a nasogastric tube was placed for treatment. Blood work revealed an elevated liver enzyme indicative of cholangiohepatitis. The horse remained hospitalized for treatment and was discharged on September 9th, 2023. The complainant contends that the respondent was asked to perform blood work prior to performing surgery on the horse. She felt that the surgery was unnecessary and respondent's conduct was unprofessional.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Howard, I would now like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Dr. Howard, we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
I understand that when you reviewed the investigative committee's unanimous recommendation that this complaint be dismissed with no violation, you moved the case to this informal interview because you had some questions as to why blood work was not done on this horse prior to the September 5th, 2023 surgery. The simple answer to that question is that, with the exception of axial volume and total protein determination to assess hydration, that blood work was not done prior to this surgery in this case because it was not medically necessary. So I never recommended it prior to surgery, and the owner never asked for it. Nowhere in the medical record does it state that I offered blood work prior to the surgery or that it was asked for by the owner. Medically, blood work wasn't required for this type of elective exploratory surgery on the young horse. Also, I remember that Dr. Liebman had just run a CBC days before on August 30th, 2023, and as she states in her statement, the CBC showed mild anemia and lymphopenia, but was otherwise unremarkable. Those blood work findings in no way ruled out this horse for exploratory surgery. With regard to the owner's claim that she had asked for blood work to be performed, the only time she asked for blood work was after the surgery, because I discovered and informed the owner of an atypical curvature to the liver. In response to the owner's request, I ran a CBC in chemistry as she had requested. Again, this was the only time that blood work was asked for. It's done for the owner's request. I'm now available and happy to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. Thank you. I would now like to ask the board members if they have any questions for Dr. Howard.
So this is Dr. James. I think you were correct in that the concern here was when the blood work was requested and when it was actually performed. And there was commentary made that in reference to the blood work pre-surgery that everything looked fine. Do you recall that conversation or having made that statement?
I don't recall a specific conversation. I would suppose it might be in reference to the examination of the horse and the PCVT feed that we ran, but I don't recall specifically. Certainly didn't say the CDC and chemistry were fine.
Okay.
And the horse was fine, healthy, had normal parameters.
Typically on your cases, when do you start doing pre-operative or pre-anesthetic blood work? So like certainly different than small animal medicine.
Yes, it would be for aged horses or horses that are really sick, you know, endotoxemic horses to assess. Mainly we're concerned about renal values and everything, you know, those kind of things. But to be honest, blood work would almost never preclude us from doing an emergency surgery. And almost all the elective cases are healthy and for the most part younger, so that they don't get blood work. Not that kind of blood work.
And do you think even if you had run blood work prior on this case that it would have changed what you would have done as far as going to surgery?
Well, absolutely not. I would say easily a good percentage of the colics that we take to surgery have elevated GGTs because of some sort of obstructive issue with the bowel, and so we have elevated GGT as a matter of course, and probably a third of the colic cases we did. So it would have been supportive of going ahead with surgery if anything.
Okay. I don't have any additional questions. Okay.
She made me ask what I wanted to ask. This is Dr. Rain, by the way. In regards to the blood work, just for the record, is there any indication on there that can determine between an enterolith or not?
No.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure it's on the record.
Yeah, was it no?
No, yes, ma'am. No.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there's no common blood work that would say it was at enterolith or not.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay. If there's no further questions, you may both step back, and we will now hear from the complainants in this case. Kaylee and Michael, if you'd like to come forward. Thank you both for being here today. I would like to swear you in at this time. Do you both swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And will you? Thank you. And will you both state your name for the record?
Kaylee Velasco.
Michael Louis Velasco.
Okay. We have read the materials you have provided, and I can now give you up to 5 minutes to address the board.
Okay. So I'm going to read my statement. So good afternoon, members of the board. I'm here to support my allegations again with Arizona's ethical standards section R311501. As stated previously, Dr. Howard did not uphold Arizona's ethical standards and should be held accountable. My first main point being that Dr. Howard did not perform a chemistry and CVC test prior to surgery, as I requested multiple times in front of multiple witnesses. My horse just needed antibiotics, but due to his negligence, he did not perform the blood test I requested and performed an unnecessary surgery, causing unneeded pain and suffering. If there is any question to my request of said blood work before surgery, I have witnesses Michael Velasco, DD or Deanna Ramirez, and certain personnel at Cave Creek and Durango Equine, and facility recordings can be subpoenaed if necessary from Arizona Equine. If there is any question as to why this was extremely important to me and why I repeated my request many times to Dr. Howard, it is because of my own health. Looking at me, would you guess that I have critical life-threatening illnesses that I deal with on a daily basis? I currently have state-issued handicap plates to back up these facts along with my medical records. If my doctor had diagnosed me based on how I looked, I wouldn't be here today. That is why upholding the standards as any veteran doctor or vet is extremely important, especially when specific blood work was being requested to be completed before surgery multiple times by your client or patient. My second point is following the day after surgery. As discussed in our last meeting, Dr. Howard gave radio more than one dose of sedation when performing exams. He didn't wait more than 5 minutes before grabbing more sedation medication. His professional mindset while Radio's life was his responsibility, according to Arizona's ethical standards, was to give her more sedation without waiting the allowed time any animal deserves. My mother and I both urged him not to do this. Radio is a giant baby and is not aggressive in any manner. She simply needed and should have been allowed at least 10 to 15 minutes for it to take effect, but instead we were now running the risk of heart failure. My third and final point is Arizona only limits Dr. Howard as a responsible party as long as the horse is in his custody. With this being said, and with the mistakes being evident, Dr. Howard's answer was to release this animal as soon as possible. An animal with these issues, complications, should have been in care for at least 5 days, if not more. As stated before, Dr. Howard wanted us to take her home when she hadn't even remained stable for an entire day yet. This conversation was with Dr. Howard, my mother, and I in front of Arizona equine cameras in their barn. We asked if we could pick her up the next morning when it was cooler, because it was over 100 degrees that particular day, and it was about an hour-long drive back to our house. Arizona equine agreed, and we brought her home that next morning. I personally have had to have an at-home nurse help me through the months with Radio. As each day went on, I was getting weak and needed help staying healthy enough to take care of Radio, but it's been a lot of work. Having a horse recover from a surgery itself is a lot of work, right? But having a horse recover from an unnecessary surgery with these huge complications and a huge liver infection with no one checking up on her from AZ Equine is more like a 24-hour job. We've also hired help that still comes to give Radio medication on days like today when I'm here instead of at home. I can't explain how stressful, unnecessary, completely unavoidable, and costly this experience has been. I'm a professional teacher and kind-hearted, and I understand people make mistakes, but with this level of a mistake, it turns towards complacency and blatant lack of respect for the profession. I do believe situations like this cannot continue and need to be addressed.
Thank you. Do any of the board members have questions for the complainant?
So this is Dr. James. I think you addressed some of them in your narrative, but I just want to be sure I understood it. So you said you requested blood work multiple times prior to surgery, and that you had multiple witnesses to those, mm-hmm. like some of those that would have been staff of the veterinary clinic?
Yes, well, staff, Dr. Liebman. I also talked to Dr. Poison, who was from Durango Equine, my husband, my mother, who was there with me, multiple people.
Because if I'm remembering the doctors correctly, Dr. Liebman was under the assumption that she had offered blood work prior and you had declined it. Is that accurate?
So I'm going to read you guys something from that as well. So I went to Cave Creek because Radio was having trouble breathing. During my appointment with Cave Creek, Dr. Liebman saw an unusual x-ray. My appointment then got derailed and she contacted Dr. Howard for more clarification on what this was. When Dr. Howard had time, he called Dr. Liebman and myself. We were on he was on speaker. We were all on the call. He said this was a stone and that he could do the surgery that coming week within a few days. When I asked about a chemistry and CBC, he said that he would do this before surgery along with taking his own x-rays at his facility. I felt pretty confident in the man who had years of experience, so I trusted this. I honestly did trust him at the time. Dr. Liebman said she could perform a chemistry, but Radio would have to stay the night, and they could perform testing the next day because my time slot had already taken so long. I didn't feel comfortable leaving Radio at a location overnight with the new knowledge of a stone because they don't perform polyp surgeries at that facility. I wanted Radio with me in case I needed to take her to Dr. Howard, like in an emergency situation type of deal, and I was doing what was best for Radio and to not cause any unneeded stress with this new information of the stone.
I think what the doctor is asking is the clarity of taking the test at Durango Equine
or Cave Creek.
Or Cave Creek with Dr. Liebman, correct?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering, because you had said that Dr. Liebman was one of the people that had heard you request the blood work before surgery, and what we had was that she had
made a
recommendation to do it, and it was declined.
Had made a correction because we addressed the issue with her. Because when I told her, I was like, that's not what happened. She reached out to Dr. Liebman. Dr. Liebman, in the time frame, I guess, details got fuzzy with her. My best estimate was you need to ask her to correct her statement because in this kind of situation, the details matter. Mm-hmm. And as far as the details of taking the chemistry, not the CBC, what is it?
CBC. CBC. She did take a CBC.
She did take the CBC, but with the as far as the chemical, which would have had the telltale sign of, hey, there's something other than what's in the x-ray going on, she did correct her statement. No, that test was not taken.
Okay.
It wasn't taken, but I didn't. Like, she told me I could do it the next day. And I was like, I don't want to leave my horse here overnight when if we think it's a stone and she goes down and you're telling me you can't perform surgery on this horse that we just found out has a stone, I don't want to leave her here and have to drive 45 minutes to pick her up to then take her to another facility. It's wasting too much time. If there's like an emergency, no, I want to get her and take her straight to him. So we had already discussed that the chemistry needed, I wanted the chemistry done by Dr. Howard. CBC was done by Durango Equine in June, I believe, and then was done again with Dr. Leitman at Cape Creek. I requested the CBC to be done again with Dr. Howard. I also requested the chemistry to be done with Dr. Howard multiple times. Like I said, I have my own health issues. It was very important to me to have this stuff done, and it just was something that I wasn't willing to leave my horse overnight to do, just in case some freak accident happened and I needed to get her. Like, if she went down and really believed she had a stone, why would I leave her at a facility that doesn't do that? That doesn't make any sense.
So, assuming that you had asked for the blood work and had thought that it had been done, did you ask for the results of the blood work before surgery?
Well, I asked him how did the chemistry and CBC look. My mom was there. She was present. We were in front of Arizona facility cameras, and he said everything looks great. I said, I just want to make sure, because I don't want to put this horse through a surgery if she doesn't need it, because if there's anything going on, I have my own health issues, I will not put this horse through surgery at this time. That would not be my decision. So,
which was our reason for complaining, so it looks great, it's fine, when it was never really done.
Yeah, and so after surgery, I didn't ask for the chemistry after surgery right away, because I assumed he had already did it. He was the one that said, do you want to do a chemistry? And I was like, wait a minute, we already discussed that this was done. So that was the unprofessionalism that I was speaking
And do you feel it was clear, because I could see where you might be asking pre-surgery, was the blood work done? And he's saying, yes, everything looks fine, because there was some blood work done, just not a chemistry. And do you think it was clear that you were asking specifically about the chemistry?
I was asking both about CBC and chemistry that he had performed. I said, how did the CBC and chemistry that you did look? Like, how your testing, because he also did x-rays himself. Dr. Leitman did x-rays. He decided to do x-rays, you know, on top of it. She just had it done. So why not also do the CBC that I'm asking and do the chemistry that I'm asking? What was the difference?
Dr. Leitman's x-rays was the whole reason for reaching out to Dr. Howard, because her expertise only hit a certain limit.
Yeah.
So in that limit was, I'm seeing something, I'm not sure, but I want to make sure. Let me reach out to somebody who's been in the field a little longer than me and see what they said.
Yeah.
And that's when that conversation came with the chemistry, where she had stated, we can do the chemistry test, it's after 5 o'clock, I'm not going to be able to do it until tomorrow. We might not get the results until the very next day or whatever it was. Your best case scenario is to have Dr. Howard do it before the surgery. Just make sure you reiterate to him that you want this done.
Yeah.
So as far as the statement that Dr. Leitman had made, that's why we got it corrected, because I had told her, remind her the details matter as far as if it's done, not done, if it was, you know, it came out clear or not clear.
Yeah.
The fact was it was not done, so therefore it was not clear. That's why we reiterated to Dr. Howard, please make sure you get this done before the surgery.
Yeah, because even in her original statement or summary, she had put that Durango Equine had performed a chemistry, and that's why I denied it with her. And I was like, that never happened. I can pull my records from Durango. So I did, and I sent it to you guys about they never performed a chemistry either. So, and originally, because obviously with Durango, I contacted them and was like, hey, my horse can't breathe. I don't know what's happening with her. And Poison was like, it could be asthma, it could be allergies, she just moved here from a different state, could be something simple like that. Could also be that she's not sweating enough.
But she
so that was our, that
pain.
Was, yeah.
She said the shortness of breath could also be pain.
Yeah,
the way that her muscles would contract when you touch a certain area.
Right.
But we went, so then she just was like, hey, let's refer her to Dr. Liebman, because with her x-ray machine, she said that their x-ray machine wasn't as big as Dr. Liebman's, and she wanted to basically get all the testing done that I needed. And I went in originally to Dr. Liebman for the scope, through the lungs, I don't know what it's called, but like to see if there was an infection in her lungs. That's originally what I went for. Then when I went in and she did the x-ray first, and when she did the x-ray, she was like, oh my gosh, she was so sweet. She was like, I'm so sorry, like I'm seeing something that I cannot unsee. So can we please contact another professional? And I just want to talk to him about stuff. So I was waiting there for a while just to try to get the input on it, because she was like, I just want to see. Like, I don't want to just go off of my knowledge for
which,
this.
As owners, we did our due diligence. As far as I'm concerned, we went to Durango, we went Cave Creek. They referred us to the specialist, which would be Dr. Howard. So at that point, when, you know, me trying to calm her down as her husband, hey, we have an answer now. We have, you know, what it's possibly going to be. We know, you know, there's some kind of fix to this. You know, you're not going to lose radio.
Okay.
So
I know Ms. Solomon has a question after you.
Understanding that the blood work was now not done ahead of time, mm-hmm. The blood work eventually got done, and the results of it, were you ever explained the blood work results, and are you aware that that wouldn't have actually changed the course of outcome?
I know it would have changed my course of outcome, regardless. Like, me, personally, looking at that chemistry test, knowing I have to do at least 6 weeks of antibiotics for her, I'm not going to put my horse through surgery that obviously has an infection. I would never do that for myself. I wouldn't be like, hey, you have an infection, let's go for surgery. That just doesn't make any sense. So I would have brought her home, which I stated before. I would have brought her home, put her on the antibiotics, put her on some ulcer medicine. She was already on Zedex, which is great for the stomach, but I would have put her on the ulcer medication because the antibiotics can mess with that. So I would have done that, taken her home, and then my next course of action would have been, let's go redo the x-rays. Let's see if this looks any different, and then move forward with possible surgery from there. But I would not have just been like, oh, let's just do it, because an infection with surgery, it just is not, it's just not smart.
Very quick question. You mentioned that you had asked Dr. Howard multiple times to do pre-op blood work. Mm-hmm. Multiple is more than one. Can you give a range, a ballpark? I'm not asking you to a specific number, but just a range.
Okay, so the first time I asked was when me and Liebman were on the phone with him. The second time I asked was August 31st at 9:22 in the morning when I called. And the next time was September 1st at 3:01 in the afternoon. Then we brought her to, so that's about three times. So then we brought her to the facility September 4th. I asked again. Then September 5th, the morning of, I asked again. So five, I would say.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Do any other board members have questions?
Yeah, I just had a question. I'm a little confused because originally you stated that you didn't want to leave radio overnight in case something were to happen, an emergent situation.
Yeah.
With the blood work, if you were that concerned about an emergent situation with the blood work, what on it would have made you postpone the surgery if you were already concerned of the horse possibly going down?
Well, because at the time I was concerned that she had a stone, because he had just said she had a stone. Yeah. So I was like, well, my concern switched, because remember, originally I went in and I was like, she can't breathe, right? So I'm like freaking out. Then all of a sudden it switched to she can't breathe, and now she has a stone. So I was like, okay, so I can't leave her here overnight at a facility that doesn't perform surgeries. That way, let's say if she would have went down, right? If she was at that facility, like, there's no time to go grab her, take her to Dr. Howard's facility, be like, hey, please do blood work now, please do surgery now. Like, that didn't make sense. So I was like, let's just, right, because my phone records say the next day, I called him August 31st and was like, hey, when can we get her in? When can we do this? And then asked about the blood work again, because, again, I just wasn't going to leave her at a facility like that.
But my question is more around, like I said, the assumption was that there was an aneurysm based on the x-rays, so it's a radiographic diagnosis.
Yeah.
Blood work, since there's no indication of an aneurysm on blood work, there's no test for that.
Yeah.
What on the blood work would have said, well, this is not an aneurysm, I want to postpone surgery, if you were already worried about an emergency surgery, which was the concern.
Yeah.
I think so, the answer you're looking for is we were trying to be more reactive. If there was an emergency situation where we could get her in her trailer right away, she would be with us if she went down. It was something that we could not fix, and it was an emergency situation.
But if we postponed it in 3 weeks...
If the blood work had gone through, the chemistry blood work, and we now saw the numbers, it would be more of a corrective. Like, okay, let's go ahead and take her home and do more corrective work to get her numbers down to where surgery would be viable, not putting her life in jeopardy even more.
But if the chemistry came back and it was fine, like say if we did the blood work at that facility, I would have been like, okay, well clearly everything's fine, let's go ahead with this surgery.
Saw the abnormalities, I just can't wrap my head around the question of, like I said, the underlip is still the diagnosis, the presumptive diagnosis.
Yeah.
Blood work wouldn't have changed that. If we postponed surgery, what would have changed in the emergent situation that we could have gone down at any time? That's kind of my
Yeah, no, the emergency situation wouldn't have happened because it wasn't actually a stone, right? So she was going down from pain and what, like antibiotics, she needed the correction from the infection. So as her owner, I was like, you know what, again, let's correct this infection before we go forward with the surgery. I was like, me personally, I would have done the antibiotics and then said, like I said, let's do an x-ray, see if it looks the same. Because right now, again, we're going off of doing a surgery off of images, which is,
So you had just said we're not going to worry about a possible stone for the next few weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks, absolutely.
As far as the possible stone scenario, contacting Dr. Howard through Dr. Liebman, it was 100%, I've done this for 30 plus years, I know what a stone is, I know what it looks like. We can get her in and get her fixed. She'll be good to go within a couple of weeks, yada, yada, yada.
He said she looked really healthy.
And me trying to comfort her, saying, we found somebody who knows what they're doing. I lied. I don't blame my wife in that minute.
Question.
She came alive.
So you would have accepted that risk?
Absolutely. Because for me, like I said, I have been unhealthy my entire life. I would not put myself through a surgery knowing that I had an infection, because you open somebody up when they have an infection, I don't care what it's for, you're then other infections and other things coming in, and there's when you are doing surgeries like that, you want to make sure that patient is as stable as possible. That's the whole idea of it.
And so the explanation that abnormality could be due to colic or other GI issues. If you had had that conversation, would that still have, are you stating now I still wouldn't have done surgery?
If I had,
conversation or test?
Yes, because for me, the only
if you
thing
and
would,
if you and Dr. Howard had a conversation
uh-huh.
about the elevated liver enzyme,
yeah,
and he said, I'm not surprised at that with the GI issues, I'm still recommending surgery.
I still wouldn't have. Because I know that with antibiotics, like if you have an infection, I still wouldn't have, because I wouldn't put myself through that. I would have corrected the infection first and then said, let's see if it, because even I told him, even if there's a small chance that it's not, like if you really think, because I had asked again multiple times, and he was like, there's nothing else it could be. And I was like, okay, then, I'm going off of your expertise. But had I seen blood work and it said what it said, and then this could possibly be a liver, but I'm still recommending surgery, I would have been like, I am willing to wait, and
what about
you're good.
What about the possibility that there were two things going on and one was an emergency?
Yeah, it could have been, but for me personally, like I said, I deserved, as an owner, if I'm asking and requesting blood work to be done, it needs to be done, and it needs to be done prior to surgery. So you can't just look at an animal and go, yeah, they look healthy. Like, you would never assume the stuff about me. You would never assume that I can only walk so far before he has to push me in a wheelchair. You wouldn't assume that I had a heart attack at 19. You wouldn't assume any of it, because I don't. I look like a normal person. So to me, the whole looks thing was not an excuse that was valid at all.
But I think what's also saying is the if. I keep hearing the if. And I think a lot of the answers to that if is if that person would have listened and took that test for us before surgery. A lot of these ifs wouldn't be very answered.
Yeah. Like, for me, like I said, us being the owners, it's like we deserve that, decision. or ourselves.
And as far as an emergency situation, us being the horse's parents, I'm sorry, I called them, those are my fur babies. Us being the caring people that we are, that she's part of our family, is if there's an emergency, I would want her to be as close to us as possible because we would have all the answers as far as, hey, let's get her to the emergency area now versus let's get a call from, you know, Cave Creek, and then we got to drive out there and then load her up and then drive her to another location. It's like, is she going to make it in all of that time frame? Probably not. Quickest place, just be home.
So are there any other questions from board members?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you both. You can go ahead and step back.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Howard, do you or your legal counsel have any additional remarks you would like to share?
Yeah. I've got a couple questions for Dr. Howard. How long have you been in practice?
34 years.
How many of these cases have you dealt with suspected enderolips or stone?
Yes, I'd say 30, 40.
Have you ever recommended waiting 6 weeks to do an exploratory surgery when you have this type of situation?
Well, we prefer to do these when it's an elective procedure and not in an emergent situation.
What can happen if the horse does have a stone like this and you don't do the surgery?
Worst case, they could rupture a valve and die.
Can you explain to the board why you gave additional anesthesia on this horse?
The sedation?
Yeah, sedation.
Yes. So we were trying to pass a stomach tube on the horse and she was resisting. We sedated her. We had a twitch on her, and after, you know, we'd wait to see the effect of the sedation, and she was still fighting us, trying to take us out. And so for the safety of the horse and our people, we gave it some more sedation, but it's well within the normal range of what we would typically sedate a horse with.
Do you have any additional questions before I give a closing statement?
Roughly, Dr. Howard, how long between the first anesthetic injection and the second?
Sedation.
Sedation, yes, yes, sorry.
Probably 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say.
Can you speak to the elevation of the GGT and the possible causes? It seems like we're assuming a bacterial infection here.
Well, it's inflammation of the biliary tract. It may not necessarily be infection, but it certainly is inflammation of the biliary tract.
But it does not specifically tell you what's causing that inflammation.
It does not, no.
Any other questions by board members? Go ahead, Mr. Stoll.
Well, it's not unusual for you to have to resolve a he said, she said case. And in those situations, you have to look to the credibility of the witnesses and what they're telling you. In this case, the complainant claims in her complaint that she was referred to Dr. Howard and they discussed an elective exploratory surgery and that Dr. Howard told her, quote unquote, he was 100% sure that the horse had a stone. Is that credible testimony? Dr. Howard has been practicing veterinary medicine for over 30 years. He would never tell a client to whom he was recommending an exploratory surgery that he was 100% certain what he would find. By definition, you don't know what you're gonna find in an exploratory surgery. I think what's going on in this case is the owner was understandably disappointed that the exploratory surgery did not find a stone, as Dr. Liebman and as Dr. Howard suspected that they would find, and they've chosen to rewrite history and are claiming things that simply aren't true, and that applies to the allegations surrounding pre-surgical blood work. You decided not to accept the committee's recommendation that the complaint be dismissed with no violation, because you wanted to know if blood work had been offered and declined prior to surgery. And the answer to that question is no, blood work was not offered and declined, and it was not insisted upon by the owner, as she claims. Obviously, there's no reason why Dr. Howard would not honor a client's request for something like that. He has testified, and I wish Dr. Byrne were here today, because he practices in this arena, and you don't do this type of the same type of pre-op blood work that you do with small animals in equine surgeries, and in particular in this type of equine surgery. Obviously, Dr. Howard and the owner have different recollections on the subject of what was discussed with this pre-op blood work, but if you look at the medical record and the surgical authorization, it's for a $100,000 estimate for hospitalization and for an exploratory laparotomy. Nowhere in there is there any reference or quote for blood work that the owner now claims that she was asking for a pre-op blood chemistry. Also, and the most important aspect of this case is even if he had done the blood chemistry panel, he still would have recommended the surgery. There was nothing in there that made the horse contraindicated for surgery. And that's supported by Dr. Liebman. In her statement, she says that after the fact, I told the owner that based on the radiographs, we all felt that this was an enterolith, which is a stone. So even if we had done a chemistry prior to surgery, we still would have felt that surgery was warranted in this case. So this issue is kind of a red herring because the surgery was recommended, an exploratory surgery, and it was done. And whether the blood work had been done before or after, as it was, he still would have recommended and they still would have gone forward with the surgery because the consequences of not doing the surgery are dire. Do you have anything you wish to add? No.
Thank you. You may both step back. This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. Take it away.
Well, that did not really help provide clarity, unfortunately.
I was hoping we'd get kind of a little bit more of a clear answer. Obviously, we know we're here in a situation of he said, she said, and I think everybody's going to have to judge for themselves what they believed happened. I think a lot of this is about communication, as many of these cases are. I think, doing the blood work ahead of time was what the owner feels that they had asked of the veterinarian, and the veterinarian is clearly of the mindset that no, that wasn't asked. Even if the blood work had been done and we'd gotten the results we'd gotten, the veterinarian's still saying they would have gone to surgery, and the owner's still saying they wouldn't have gone to surgery, right? And ultimately, at the end of the day, regardless of whether, as a veterinarian, we feel surgery is warranted and that's the next best step, it's not our call. It's the owner's call. That's not our call to make. They may not have financially wanted to do that. They may not feel passionately for other reasons as to why they didn't want to do that. So I don't necessarily know that just because the blood work would have ultimately recommended surgery anyway, I don't think I would weigh in on that because I still feel like it's the owner's decision to whether they want to do that or not. That being said, I just can't say whether it was offered and done or requested and done. I have no way of knowing. I was not there. I don't see anything in the record that shows that it was requested and accidentally not done. And that's really all we have to go off of. So, at this point, without any kind of indication that it was actually documented in an estimate, something that says that they were planning on doing blood work and it didn't get done, I can't find a violation.
Well, and this is a difficult part. This was a surgical case one way or the other. We look at surgery because it is very invasive, especially in a horse. I've been part of those surgeries, and it's not fun from my perspective. I'd rather deal with a dog or a cat because it's a lot easier to handle things. So it's a very much a bigger deal to do surgery on them, but it is still a diagnostic test. And even though it is invasive, it's still the gold standard test to determine what is actually happening in the abdomen. I kind of go back and forth on this blood, and like I said, was there, I think there was a miscommunication maybe there, and did we specifically say CBC, Kim, and all this? Again, we can't say for sure. Was it just related to blood work, which some blood work was done? Was there a meeting on the minds of what blood was done? But I still can't get around the fact of blood work would not change the situation. So we had an enterolith and an inflammatory condition, which increased the white blood cells, which does not necessarily mean infection, just inflammatory condition. If that inflammatory condition was related to an enterolith, we still would have resulted with surgery because we can't determine that without going in there and seeing and feeling what's going on. So it's hard to say, and I can't really weigh in on what the exact conversation was, but ultimately it boils down to this was going to be a surgical case no matter what, and the fact that we were concerned enough to not leave the horse overnight at the previous hospital, I kind of have a hard time saying we would have delayed a surgery that was still suspected to be enterolith. Blood would never have changed anything because those results could still be from an enterolith. Delaying it for 6 weeks, if we were already worried over an overnight situation, we might have been in an emergency. So I think this is more of a hindsight type thing, unfortunately. I don't think there's any ill intent or anything bad on either side. I just think there is not a full understanding and communication issues, but I can't see that rising to a violation because, again, ultimately this was handled the way it should have been handled.
Yeah, I mean, I think medically, yes. I think the owner's concern is that the decision-making authority that they own, that they have as the owner of an animal, was taken away from them in their mind, right?
Yes.
They did not get to make the decision with the information that they thought they were going to have. That's the issue here, right? Yeah. They're frustrated. I get why they're frustrated, but I don't necessarily know that it would have changed things. And I think it was a miscommunication, but I can't prove that, and that's why we're here. I mean, they're dedicated owners, and I think they would have done what they felt was right for their individual animal, and we all want that for our animals.
But if we went to surgery with the suspicion of an enterolith, that wouldn't have changed with blood work. And again, I mean, that's the hard thing, but I can't say based on that conversation there's a violation there, because again, I don't see this as bad medicine. If there was a major bad medicine issue that looked at incompetence and malpractice, that's one thing, but this is, I think there was more of a confusion around types of blood work as opposed to specifically what was done.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
well, do we have a motion? Any other comments?
I'll make a motion in the case of 2437 that we find no violations of our practice act or rules.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second to find no violation in the case of 2437. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. The board has voted to dismiss case 2437. This concludes this matter. Dr. Howard, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If anyone has any questions in the meantime, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. This concludes the informal interview. Thank you all for being here today.